The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Oh, you're in for a treat today. Today's topic, famous Wall Street quotes. There's so many great quotes that I think can help you become a better investor. Some of them you probably heard, some maybe you haven't heard of, and we're going to kind of dissect them. But before we go to the famous quotes, we definitely have to replay this last week. There's been so much volatility. I'm sure you're concerned about what's going on. And again, I liken the volatility to that of the Dragon Coaster ride at Playland. I remember that one. I did that as a kid a number of times, and I guess that's why I do get sick of roller coaster rides. It's amazing I'm still in this investment business 29 years later, not liking roller coasters ride, because that's what the market is every single week, it seems, probably every day for that matter. But again, we really do have a lot of volatility here, volatility to the downside. Actually, we went quite a bit of period of time. There's actually called a volatility index known as the VIX, you hear sometimes, V-I-X. The VIX was between 11 and 12 most of the year, kind of calm waters, so to speak. You look at the ocean. And then all of a sudden, a lot of turbulence started in October. It started around the time, quite frankly, with Fed Chair Powell said they're going to start raising rates more than people expected. That was pretty much on October 2nd. October 1st, we actually got the NAFTA news that came in. Markets set another high. By the next day, everything started reversing sharply around that. Then there's other factors, too, of course. You know, trade with China not being resolved, not even having some type of meeting on scheduled with trade with China. So that's been out there. But the volatility we've seen quite a bit since October, that VIX, as I mentioned, traded between 11 and 12, showing some cases, let's say, complacency. Now, again, during this peak of volatility, hit almost 30. So you can see how much volatility there has been in the marketplace since beginning of October. And again, what's the blame? I mentioned higher interest rates. Higher interest rates are already having an impact, already having a significant impact. We have mortgage rates now over 5%. Again, I know historically it's not a lot. Some of you that are listening say, wait a second, I remember back in the 80s, I had a 14% mortgage. We get that, right? But now, you know, coming from 3, 3.5, 4, 5% and increasing, people are getting really nervous around the housing market. And for most people, especially those who are listening, you know, I think the number one asset is their house, is their home. And we're starting to see some weakness in the area here in the Hudson Valley because of a couple of factors. Now, what's interesting about this kind of raising interest rates, we're seeing home builders, as an example, Toll Brothers, Beaver Homes, all these publicly traded ones, at 52-week lows, all of them in a bear market. Auto stocks, again, also tied to interest rate-sensitive areas, auto stocks, Ford, GM, Tesla, if you want to throw them in there. You know, these companies are also in a bear market. A bear market is defined as a 20% drop from its peak. In fact, General Motors is down 30% from June. I'm not actually recommending you buy any of these stocks I'm mentioning, but I want to say that, you know, this is already having an impact. These higher interest rates is not just conceptual. We're starting to see it. We've seen mortgage applications decline, a really big decline. New housing construction permit starts way, way down also. So, you know, we hear that fiscal policy that Trump lowered tax rates. We see now corporations now, right? We see companies buying back stock, increasing their dividends, a whole bunch of good things on that side. That's called fiscal stimulus, you know, how you stimulate the economy using tax and spending techniques. Monetary policy, though, is like a blunt instrument, and actually it's been used very bluntly here, because you see it right away. I mean, if you have a home equity line, or if you have a variable equity line, or if you have anything like that, you'll see that, no doubt about it, that the cost of money has gone up. Businesses also have like equity line versions where they're variable rates also, and they're seeing impact also. So monetary policy definitely has a quicker impact than what they call fiscal policy, and we're seeing that right now. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, famous Wall Street quotes. But before we get there, we want to talk a little bit about the markets. Finally, I just want to say how corrections normally work. If you think about last Thursday, so Wednesday and Thursday, we had a 831-point drop. dropped and another 500 point drop. We had a 1,400 point drop in 2 days. And if you're looking at a chart, that is the low. We were down on Friday, down on Monday, bounced significantly on Tuesday. Actually, Tuesday, 500 and some point day, 531, I think it was. That was one of its best days we had since March. But the point there is that most corrections, that let's say that Thursday is the low, you know, at least right now for the moment. Generally speaking, it just doesn't mean the market just go right back up and we're back in business. Generally speaking, the market has to go back and retest that. And again, I can't tell you all the reasons why. It's like these technical things. But if you look at a chart, and hopefully when we go back and test that low, that we're able to hold that low and then start bouncing around a little bit, that'd be very constructive. However, that low on that Thursday does not hold, we're going to swish down even further and hopefully then build a base thereafter, do some horizontal work. So the reason I mentioned about corrections is that we're in the middle of one right now. It's definitely nasty. It's definitely not over. Think about a hurricane category 3 or 4 that just came through your portfolio. That's what's happening. But I hope today, by covering some of these famous Wall Street quotes, will make you a better investor and make you better prepared for the next correction or how to play this correction. So I guess the very first quote I always heard since, gosh, I started this business in the late 1980s, so I've been doing this for 29 years, and this has been around for a long, long time. This quote from famous Wall Street quotes, bulls make money, bears make money, pigs get slaughtered. So funny, but it's true. Meaning like if you're bullish, meaning you're betting something's going to go up, a stock or an index that's going to go up. If you're bearish, you're betting that something's going to go down, a stock or an index. And so once you start making money, let's say you bought a stock at 10 and went to 20 and went to 30, you know, the old Wall Street saying is like, take your profits, guy. Take your profits here because bulls make money, bears make money, and what? Pigs get slaughtered. So if you get too piggy and too greedy, you know, eventually that stock will turn around on you. So I think that's one of the best Wall Street sayings. Since I can remember being in the business, it also it still rings true today. There are times where people have profits, and I, you know, talk to them, and we're like, "Oh, you know, well, no, we can't sell that because we have too much of a gain, too much of a capital gain." Okay, and then you wait a year later, and the stock is right down to where you started with. Okay, so you don't have to worry about that capital gain anymore. Look, I know tax people on the other side say, "Well, don't sell." But wait a second, what if you went to your tax accountant and the tax accountant said to you, he or she said, "Hey, you know what? You owe $1 million in taxes." You'd be like, what? That's, I made $2 million in profit. Okay, so anyway, bulls make money, bears make money, pigs get slaughtered. Okay, this one is so true. It's ringing right true right now in 2018, as it did in the 1920s and so forth and so on. Markets go up by way of escalator and come down by way of elevator. Meaning, when we go up, the market goes up a little bit at a time, just like an escalator. But when it comes down, like it did in October, 3 or 4 stories at a time, comes down by way of elevator. Comes down very, very quickly. Goes up slowly, comes down quickly, and there's things you can do with that. Well, be right back with GPS Your Finances. Today's topic, famous Wall Street quotes.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I smell the toast going, got the coffee going. Feels like Sunday morning. So glad you're joining us with us right here. We're here every Sunday morning right here on WHUD. You just heard from our friend Mike Bennett. Mike Bennett offered my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. The first 20 calls will get that book for free. So pick up a pen and paper, 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845 371-0101. We'll get that book for you. Again, it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. We change topics. Today's topics, famous Wall Street quotes. We talk about taxation. We talk about the markets. We talk about the economy, the election. We do it all. And guess what? If you miss us from time to time, we think the perfect companion is this book. And so call 845-371-0101. And the book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, but the early bird gets the worm this morning. We'll get this book for free. It sells on there for $17.99. This book's for free for the first 20 calls. I know you can do it. Do it. 845-371-0101. You can also check out our website, MahoneyGPS.com. We're also here Monday through Friday. I'm on the Mike and Casey in the morning show around 8:25, giving the market report, the national averages, national news, local Hudson Valley index, as well as local Hudson Valley business news. On the way back around 5:15, my colleague Bill Kugel is with you on WHUD. Got you covered there. Talk about the markets close and everything that happened there. So pretty much we got you covered Monday through Friday with the markets. Saturday we get the day off, and Sunday we're back with you here for GPS Refinance. And today's topic, famous Wall Street quotes. And I mentioned right before the break, markets go up by way of escalator and come down by way of elevator. Oh boy, do they really. And we saw that July, August, September, this nice little escalator ride up, setting records, people feeling good, statements looking good. And also in October comes and three or four stories at a time. But the reason why this is important to talk about is because what you can do going forward. So next time we get the escalator right up, and again, right now the elevator is still going down, at least kind of trying to find some type of base. But, you know, we'll get to the time again when the escalator starts going up and things are looking good. You should be scalping some profits. Again, not total profit taking, not take your account from 100% of stocks down to zero, but, you know, scalping off some profits, because we know next time it comes down, then you'll have some ammunition, you have some arrows in the quiver, so to speak, to be able to buy it back cheaper. And that goes back to the first quote we spoke about today. Bulls make money, bears make money, pigs get slaughtered. So if you want to be a pig, you have an account, it goes from $400,000 to $460,000 in your 401k, you get really excited, and it's all in stocks. You know what? Take some shekels off. Maybe take $20,000 off the table or $40,000. I don't know your situation, but in general, take some of those profits. That's what that market, you know, elevators and escalators is all about. Knowing that we do have these escalator rides up, but when it comes down by way of elevator. But you can do something about it as an investor. Okay, here's one from Warren Buffett. If we're going to do Wall Street quotes, we're going to do a lot of Warren Buffett. Now, Warren Buffett is the CEO and president of Berkshire Hathaway, most famous investor. He's called the Oracle of Omaha. You probably know about him by now. He's probably 85, 86 years old, and he's worth about $85, $86 billion. A lot of truisms that he talks about. So here's one. I will tell you the secret to getting rich on Wall Street is. Now, listen very carefully. Okay, this is from Warren Buffett. I will tell you the secret to getting rich on Wall Street. You try to be greedy when others are fearful, and try to be fearful when others are greedy. He's almost seemed like saying, like, be a contrarian. And actually, you know, his actions matches his words. Back in the 2008 and 2009 crisis, who was there picking up Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley and some of the banks and getting great deals, but buying a preferred stock, getting a dividend and everything else? Well, that was Warren Buffett. So he saw blood on the streets is another kind of saying, not his. But again, I'll say it again. I will tell you the secret to getting rich on Wall Street. This according to Warren Buffett. You try to be greedy when others are fearful. Hey, we have some fearful people right now, right, with the markets. And you'll try to be fearful when others are greedy. So that's a great Wall Street quote. Another one I see here is actually it's kind of more of a funny quote, but it actually reminds you how the markets are. This is by Mark Twain. Now, Mark Twain is not a market analyst, obviously. Mark Twain has but here's his one. Ready? October, well, this one is the most peculiar, dangerous months to speculate in stocks. The others are November, December, January, and so forth and so on. So it just reminds people that there are a lot of risks. And sometimes we forget about that risk, especially when the accounts are going well. Excuse me, and everything looks good. That's when you kind of go back to Mark Twain, that October, and it's funny, here we are in October, is one of the most particularly dangerous months to speculate in. This is kind of how he writes, right? And the others are, and again, he's always clever and witty, the others are November, December, January, February, March, so forth and so on. Thank you, Mark Twain, for that comment. Yes, we do know that investing stocks can be very dangerous. Now, Jesse Livermore, you'll see a lot of Wall Street quotes about him. He was in the 1920s. Actually, he predicted this 1929 crash. He was actually short in the market. But this is a gentleman who made millions back in the 1920s, lost millions, had crazy kind of marriages, I don't know how many kids, and back to other marriages and all this stuff going on. But you'll see a lot of famous Wall Street quotes by Jesse Livermore. If you're interested in this topic, you know, Google him. You'll see amazing history. So his first quote that I'm going to mention today. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over while expecting the same results. That's Jesse Livermore. Again, we apply that to other type of comments. But it's kind of like say, okay, I've been buying penny stocks my whole life. Well, how you doing? Not too good. Well, you're doing the same thing over and over again. Have you ever tried large company stocks? Have you ever tried like a big technology company? You know, I see that a lot where people have done something over and over and over and over again. I say, how'd you do with it? Not too good. Well, change. Do something about it. Sounds very simple, but it definitely helps out. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, famous Wall Street quotes. There's a lot of goodies out there. We just covered Mark Twain. We covered Warren Buffett. Now we just covered Jesse Livermore. Now we're going to go to John Templeton. If you heard of the Templeton Funds, he started that. He's known as an international investor. He's been around a long, long time. So here's something very similar to what Warren Buffett said. His famous quote is, "The time of maximum pessimism is the best time to buy, and the time of maximum optimism is the best time to sell." Again, that sounds very close to Warren Buffett. It says, you know, you try to be greedy when others are fearful, and you try to be fearful when others are greedy. It's kind of this yin-yang, something we spoke about, too. The market goes up, everything looks great, everything's wonderful, take some shekels off the table. Everything's awful, and people throwing a towel and saying all the reasons why the market's not going to do well, and the market's down 10% correction. You know what? Now you got those shekels again, go back and buy. So that's kind of a combination of using these quotes, but also try to make you a better investor, that we're going to have these corrections, we're going to go up by way of escalator, we're going to come down by way of elevator, and when this happens, you can put your kind of strategies together ahead of time so you don't get caught emotionally. Well, we'll be right back right after these messages.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Today's topic, old Wall Street famous quotes, and these famous quotes hopefully make you a better investor because you understand what they mean and how you can act upon it. But before we go into another great quote, next one's pretty funny, I want to offer the book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement. Same thing Mike Bennett just spoke about. The first 20 callers will get that book for free by calling 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday morning. Gosh, we talk about taxes, the economy, the markets, political cycles, economic cycles, corrections. Well, guess what? That's all in the book, Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. Also, again, it sells on Amazon, Barnes & Noble for $17.99. You can actually go to WHUD.com, scroll down the lower right-hand corner, get it that way. Come to our website, MahoneyGPS.com, so many different ways of doing it. Or probably the easiest way is pick up the phone, call 845-371-0101. As I mentioned, the early bird gets the worm, only for the first 20 calls. I'm right here in Hudson Valley. This is not a nationally syndicated show. And so just call us, 845-371-0101. Before the break, we were talking about Jesse Livermore, someone who was a Wall Street trader that everybody kind of knows about him in the business. He lived in the 1920s, made millions, lost millions, but he also had some really great quotes, and he said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. We've heard that type of language before, but again, some people have had the same type of pattern, haven't made success, maybe try something different, maybe try to order the book so you can see how to do something different. We also spoke about John Templeton, talking about the time time of maximum pessimism is the best time to buy, and a time of maximum optimism is the best time to sell. And this is the one I thought I was going to chuckle of. Paul Samuelson, economist. Economists have been correctly predicting 9 of the last 5 recessions. I mean, economists are wrong a lot, too. And we've been here for the last couple of years. So, you know, this economic expansion that started in 2009, this bull market that started around that time as well. We keep on hearing that we're going to go to recession next year. Now, one of these days, they'll be right. But I really think that's a really funny quote. Economists have correctly predicted 9 of the last 5 recessions. Okay. Warren Buffett, we made a quick introduction about him. I think everybody knows who Warren Buffett is, the Oracle of Omaha, CEO and president of Berkshire Hathaway, that owns companies like Coke and Apple and Wells Fargo for years and years and years and years. He's in his mid-80s, and his net worth is mid-80 billion as well. Rule number one, he says, never lose money. Rule number two, never forget about rule number one. Okay. Well, again, sometimes you can lose money investing. We get that. But it was kind of a clever way of saying, hey, you know, try to protect principal first and then make your gains second. But I think that's really funny. Rule number one, never lose money. Rule number two, never forget about rule number one. If you see Warren Buffett get quoted on CNBC or Fox Business or any of the different networks, even now he'll talk about that famous quote because, you know, they'll say, well, see, what's the key to your success? And he'll say, well, rule number one, never lose money. And rule number two, never forget about rule number one. And again, he's a very comic type of guy too, very dry humor. But again, you can learn a lot from Warren Buffett. Peter Lynch is someone who's very famous. He managed the Magellan Fund, the Fidelity Magellan Fund, which had great returns, something like 20% per year he was getting through in the 1990s. But he actually kept it very simple. Actually, he said, hey, you know, with his wife and wife's friends, what are you guys buying? What do you like? You know, he always wanted to get involved in the things that he could understand, easily understand, and that he can translate. So he always wanted to kind of spot a trend early on. So that was his kind of claim to fame. And in his famous quote is, In this business, if you're good, you're right 6 out of 10 times. If you're never going to be right 9 out of 10 times, and I think that's important. And it sounds very simple, but it's true. If you're right 6 out of 10 times, you're going to be pretty successful. You know, picking stocks or picking ETFs or mutual funds. If you're going to get 9 out of 10, you always strive. Every investment you're going into, you're going to try to make it work. But it doesn't always happen that way. And I think some people get really frustrated and, you know, look at their portfolio, that 20 different positions, and they only focus on the 4 that are down, not the 16 that are up. And I see that firsthand. I've been doing this 29 years. In dog's life, I've been doing this about 210 years. But I see this quite often where, you know, bringing a portfolio, or we manage a portfolio, and I don't get it. You know, I'm doing okay, but you know, these 4 stocks are driving me crazy, or 4 companies or whatever. You know, you can't get everything right. I mean, that's kind of how this works. I mean, if that was the case, you bought every stock and every stock went up and so forth. It just wouldn't work that way. So I think Peter Lynch's quote is, in this business, if you're good, you're right 6 out of 10 times. Hey, by the way, if you're good in baseball, you're right 3 out of 10 times, right? Well, if you get 3 hits out of 10 times a bat, well, guess what? You make yourself to the Cooperstown Hall of Fame. Another one by Jesse Livermore. Again, I love his quotes. No one ever goes broke by taking a profit. No one ever goes broke by taking a profit. That's true. Sometimes we have really good at buying. I mean, we may watch something on CNBC or Fox Business. We may pick up the newspaper, may hear something here on the radio, WHD, and then we go and buy it. The problem is we never know when to sell. We don't really have a good sell discipline. So I think that's a kind of good quote by Jesse Livermore. No one ever goes broke by taking a profit. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. We're here with you every Sunday morning. Today's topic, famous Wall Street quotes and how you become a better investor. We spoke about the escalator ride up. We should be taking some profits when you're setting records or everything's going well. Remember that there's an elevator that comes down really sharply, and maybe that's a good time to do some nibbling like what's happening now. Also, we've heard some great rules from some of the most famous investors that talk about to buy when things are very pessimistic. Hint, hint, hint. People get really pessimistic. When things are very optimistic, as they were just only a few weeks ago, see how quickly sentiment changes. When things are very optimistic, you know, do some selling. And these are kind of the cycles that we're hearing from some of the most famous quotes in Wall Street by some of the most famous investors. I thought this was kind of interesting. This is from Unknown. I don't know why it's from Unknown. The market is weird. Every time one guy sells, another one buys, and they both think they're smart. So that really what it talks about. If you buy a stock, someone's selling it to you. You know, they think that's a good price to sell it at. You think it's a good price to buy. If you're selling something, same thing. So both people in the transaction think they have it right. I think that's kind of a cute little saying to say, the market's weird. Every time someone buys something, someone sells something, and they both think they're right. Here's another Peter Lynch one. I think this is really cute. Go for a business that any idiot can run, that is like a very simple business, because sooner or later, and any idiot is probably going to run that business anyway. So that's Peter Lynch's little mix of humor, but meaning like it's a fundamental company that almost anybody can run the business. Well, it's been a pleasure to be with you here this Sunday morning. It goes by all so quick. So glad you joined us. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.